This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. In Chhattisgarh, 30 Maoists have been killed in two different encounters today. In Bijapur district of Bastar Division, the security forces had received intelligence inputs that Maoists were present in the forests situated at the border area of the Bijapur and Dantewada district. After this intelligence input, a joint team of security forces went out on a search operation. Since this morning, there was intermittent firing between the security forces and the Maoists in Gaganlur area. A Jawan of District Reserve Guard, DRG, was martyred in the encounter. So far, the bodies of 26 Maoists were recovered from the spot. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Narendra Modi government is moving forward with a ruthless approach against the Naxalites. Mr. Shah said the government is adopting a zero-tolerance policy against those extremists who are not surrendering, despite all the facilities being offered. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, "Today the country's soldiers have achieved another big success in the direction of a Naxal Mukt Bharat Abhiyan." Mr. Shah said the country is going to be Naxal free by 31st of March next year. The government has given nod for the procurement of 1,350 HP engines for T-90 tanks, Varunastra torpedoes and airborne early warning and control aircraft systems. The approval was given during the Defence Acquisition Council meeting chaired by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today. This procurement will cost over 54,000 crore rupees. Both the Houses of Parliament have been adjourned for the day following DMK and some other opposition MPs' protest over proposed delimitation of Lok Sabha and Assembly constituencies. In the Lok Sabha, when the House met after a second adjournment at 2 p.m. It was adjourned for the day as DMK MPs were again seen wearing T-shirts in protest of the proposed delimitation. The presiding officer objected to the attire of the protesting members. As noisy scenes prevailed, the house was adjourned for the day. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh held discussions with Microsoft co-founder and philanthropist Bill Gates in New Delhi today. The meeting aimed to expand private sector and startup participation in India's innovation push and biomanufacturing surge. During the meeting, Dr. Singh emphasized that the country has witnessed a surge in biotech innovations supported by policies like Bio-E3, that is, biotechnology for economy, employment and environment. Mr. Gates praised India's biotech advancements, acknowledging its leadership in vaccine development, including partnerships that led to the HPV and COVID-19 vaccines. The Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, added 17,89,000 members in January this year. This represents an increase of 11.48% in net members compared to December 2024. The Ministry of Labour and Employment attributed this surge to the growing employment opportunities, increased awareness of employee benefits, and EPFO's effective outreach initiatives. According to EPFO, around 8,23,000 and new members were added in January 2025. Punjab police has removed the protesting farmers from Shambhu and Kanauri borders. Punjab police also resumed its operation to dismantle the remaining temporary structures on the Punjab side of the Shambhu border to clear the road. Haryana police has also started removing cemented barricades which were erected to prevent the Punjab farmers from heading to Delhi. The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended with over 1% gains, boosted by buying across all sectors and positive global cues after the US Federal Reserve upheld its rate cut projection for the year. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, climbed 899 points or 1.19% to close at 76,348. The National Stock Exchange, Nifty 50, also rose 283 points or 1.24% to settle at 23,191. Sports and Youth Affairs Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya officially inaugurated the second edition of the Khelo India Para Games at Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium, New Delhi today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.